Election 2024 on News Talk.
I do have Michael Lowry, Independent TD for Tipperary North, with me on the line. Michael, good afternoon or good evening and congratulations.
Good evening,
Amber. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. We're all feeling good down here at Tip tonight. It's a fantastic result for me, 12,500 number ones. I didn't think starting the campaign that it was possible because I'd lost 5,300 number ones to South Tipperary. But look, Kilkenny area came in, and I think it's a unique distinction for a Tipperary man to head the poll in Kilkenny. So I headed the poll in North Tip and in the Kilkenny section, which I think was a revelation to many people. But I went in there early in the campaign. I spent a lot of time in North Kilkenny. I received a very warm welcome. Obviously, people were extremely disappointed with the constituency boundary changes. There was North Kilkenny felt there was that had been abandoned and cut loose. I think the message I was getting back is they weren't happy, but obviously they exercised their democratic right to cast their vote, and I was very fortunate to receive that vote from them. So for me, it's a wonderful day. It's my 10th election in a row to win, and it's my 7th time to head the poll.
It's a huge personal achievement, Michael. I was going to say after 37 years as a TD in the county. It's a huge success.
And as a tribute to, I put it all down to, it's not me, it's the people around me that have made me what I am. I'm delighted for my family, I'm delighted for my supporters. We've had some difficult and turbulent times, but every one of them remains steadfast in their support. Their loyalty has been exceptional. And again, that was proven today.
Now, aside from the fact that you're the first person elected, I should say, in the Tipperary North constituency, you've also now topped the poll. Is counting going to continue there tonight, Michael, or what's the situation?
No, counting has concluded. I'm the only one elected from the North Tip constituency.
Who else is likely to make it tomorrow?
It looks like Alan Kelly probably make it. And also there's a tussle between Ryan O'Mara and Michael Smith of Fianna Fáil. There's about 700 votes between them. But Jim Ryan, when his elimination comes, I would say that his transfers will be interesting. And there's a lot of other candidates, small numbers to be dispersed as well. So look, there's 700 between them, but I wouldn't say it's over. But what is certain is that Fianna Fáil will take that last seat.
Okay. Michael, I want to ask you about more national matters and matters beyond the Tipperary North constituency. If approached by a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael-led coalition government, will you talk to them again?
Absolutely. I'm always, my politics is to be constructive, to be positive, to engage. I've done that over the years. I think that's part of the reason for my success, is that I believe in making a difference. I believe in representing the people to the best of my ability. And to do that, I think you have to be engaged with government. I've worked with Bertie Hearn. I worked with Brian Cowan. I worked with Enda Kenny, with Leo Varadkar. I've worked with Simon Harris and Micheál Martin. And yes, I and other like-minded independents will be available to do that.
Are there any red line issues for you in any potential government talks, Michael?
I would have issues that I need addressed, but look, I just don't like that reference, red lines. All politicians and political parties seem to use that, but look, we just sit down, you have a sensible discussion, and you have to be reasonable and logical. And I think the most important thing for an independent supporting a government is, and I've proven over the years, that you have to be reliable and you have to be dependable and not a fair weather friend and buckle at the first sign of pressure.
Do you anticipate that a makeup of a next coalition government, if potentially Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, is it likely to be independence and a mix of others, Michael?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, one of the things before the election, this election, during the course of the election, was there was no alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and there is no alternative to them. So I think they will be working with independence and maybe a smaller party, but we have to form a government to bring stability.
All right, Michael Lowry, listen, we'll let you enjoy the celebrations tonight in the Tipperary North constituency.
Election 2024 on News Talk.